Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney and delighted to be able to celebrate today's Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. Those who are wise will shine brightly like the splendor of the firmament, and those who lead the many to justice shall be like the stars forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Today we remember St. John Chrysostom, a bishop and doctor of the church known for his teaching and reform. Let us now call to mind our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have
mercy.
Let us pray. O God, strength of those who hope in you, who willed that the Bishop St. John Chrysostom should be illustrious by his wonderful eloquence and his experience of suffering, grant us, we pray, that instructed by his teachings, we may be strengthened through the example of his invincible patience. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, as a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many are one body, so also Christ. For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we were all given to drink of one spirit. Now the body is not a single part, but many. Now you are Christ's body and individually parts of it. Some people God has designated in the church to be first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then mighty deeds, then gifts of healing, assistance, administration, and varieties of tongue. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work mighty deeds? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Know that the Lord is God. He made us. His we are. His people, the flock he tends. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. For he is good, the Lord, whose kindness endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, rise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report about him spread through the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding regions. The Gospel of the Lord. Today, St. Paul, in our reading from the first letter to the Corinthians, talks about the members of the body of Christ. As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body. He then goes on to say, now the body is not a single part. You are individually parts of it. Some people God has designated in the church to be apostles, prophets, teachers, with mighty deeds and gifts of healing, assistance or administration, varieties of tongues, so forth and so on. So what St. Paul is getting at is that there are lots of people in the church and they all bring their own gifts and that they can bring them and make use of them for the sake of the kingdom. And I think when it comes to the saints of the church, we can say that very same thing, that there are many different types of saints that we have. We have saints who are monks, like St. Benedict of Nursia, St. Anthony of Egypt, St. Bernard of Clairvaux. They lived their life in monasteries following the rule of life that they had, and that was the way to their own holiness, constant prayer for the world and for the church. We have saints who, of course, were nuns. Probably one of the great ones that we think of, St. Thérèse of Lisieux. So we have cloistered nuns. We have other religious sisters who were active and who served in the world, like Mother Teresa, St. Teresa of Calcutta, or St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, for example. We have saints who are priests. They could be diocesan priests, or they could be religious priests. So we have saints like St. John Vianney or St. John Bosco. So you have that line of saintliness. We have saints that were lay people living in the world. For example, we have two parents that were canonized saints, the parents of St. Thérèse of Lisieux and her other sisters who went on to become nuns also. So St. Louis and Zélie Martin. So parents have saints that they can look to for inspiration. Then there's St. Gianna Beretta Mola, for example, who lives her life as a doctor and, when pregnant with a child, does not terminate it for the sake of her own health, carries that child and ends up dying as a result, but that child lives. So you have a saint who worked as a doctor, who was a mother as well. We have saints for our young people, saints like the visionaries of Fatima, St. Jacinta and Francisco, or we have Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, or St. Chiara Luce Padano, a saint who didn't suffer martyrdom, but was a saint who suffered greatly at the end of her life, and a saint like St. Maria Goretti, who shed her blood as a martyr for the sake of her beliefs. All of these individuals, all of these saints brought their own gifts to the church, and the church has looked at them and said, well, they are holy examples. Look at the gifts that they have. Some clergy, some religious, some lay. They had different gifts of witnessing, of preaching, so forth and so on. And really the same could be said today for our saint that we celebrate, St. John Chrysostom. St. John Chrysostom was an early bishop. He represented really the Eastern Church. He was the bishop of Constantinople. St. John Chrysostom was a notable preacher. In fact, his name means golden mouth, and so known for his words of preaching. He also wrote a good deal. We also have the Divine Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom, so devoted to how people worshiped. There's lots of things that could be said about St. John Chrysostom. Now, we heard in the opening prayer today that he also suffered, and that he endured that suffering patiently. He was exiled from where he was at. People kind of drove him out because of his holiness, because of the message that he was preaching. And so he, a saint of the church, given to us, one who had the gift of preaching, one who had the gift to suffer, one who had the gift as a priest and bishop and a great teacher of the church. We can look to these saints, we can be inspired by them, knowing that just as they make up the body of Christ, that now we here on earth also make up that same body. And as St. Paul urges at the very end of his reading today, strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts. That's really our task these days. Strive eagerly for spiritual gifts. Receive those gifts, open those gifts, make use of those gifts for the sake of the body, the church. Let us now pray to God, our loving Father, asking him to hear our prayers. We pray for our Holy Father and all church leaders that they'll preach the truth courageously to the world. We pray to the Lord for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and the consecrated life. We pray to the Lord. For our church, that by the example of St. John Chrysostom, we may all share the gospel by word and example and have fortitude even when rejected. We pray to the Lord. For our government leaders, that they'll be granted wisdom and strength to defend our rights to life and religious liberty. We pray to the Lord. For strong marriages and family life, and for the protection of all human life from the conception to the moment of natural death, we pray to the Lord. For those who have died, and especially for the repose of the soul of Lou Fulweiler, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. And for our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. O Lord our God, you surround us by the great witness of the saints who make up the body of Christ. May we now follow their example so that one day we might make our home with the saints in the kingdom through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
The Lord accepts sacrifice at your hands, for praise and glory of his name.
May the sacrifice which we gladly present in commemoration of St. John Chrysostom be pleasing to you, O God, for taught by him we too give ourselves entirely to you in praise, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you are praised in the company of your saints, and in crowning their merits you crown your own gifts. By their way of life you offer us an example. By communion with them, you give us companionship. By their intercession, sure support. So that, encouraged by so great a cloud of witnesses, we may run as victors in the race before us and win with them the imperishable crown of glory. Through Christ our Lord, and so, with the angels and archangels, and with the great multitude of the saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with St. John Chrysostom, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. through him, and with him, and in him. O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your
spirit. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us, God. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. We proclaim Christ crucified, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. The body of Christ. To receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints.
You You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
I'm going to ask Pastor Ellipsis for the Lord. Grant, O merciful God, that these mysteries we have received as we commemorate St. John Chrysostom may confirm us in your love and enable us to be faithful in confessing your truth. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us for Mass today here at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central. And don't forget about the Family Rosary Across America tonight with Father Rocky at 7 p.m. central. And stay tuned for Cale Clark and the Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with you.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. O Lady of good health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I invite you to join me in singing number 520, Faith of Our Fathers. Faith of our fathers living still, in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Oh, how our hearts beat high with joy whene'er we hear that glorious word. Faith of our fathers, holy faith.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.